to the satirically challenged show. A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is run completely by trained chimps, unless you mean the disabled population of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your call. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them.
Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. Like we said at the top of the announcement, this show is run by trained idiots. We may have other idiots in the control booth who...
Well, we also want to tell you that... This show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors. Did we say mathematics majors? Sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs, who are looking at you, autism speaks, even though you changed your motto. Fat doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators. The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who is involved in the Northeast US election, that includes Donald Trump. Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neurotypicals, which is defined as one or more groups who have considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you are normal. Please go to your doctor and get your head checked. In the meantime, enjoy and keep pressing play.
Hello, everyone. We're here to rant at the news.
Guess we gotta let people in.
Yes.
Let me out.
We're here.
I've gone crazy. Let me out.
Exactly. The day that we all burn in hell, or the day that a woman becomes president finally of this United States, even though she's having trouble, and the Republican committee wants to block all the her justices and her votes and all of that, and it really does suck because, well, we want change, and we want it now. We don't want some homeless guy in the fucking block, although that would be nice. We want change. But that is just that. On to tonight's news.
We want a do-over, but yet...
We can't have one.
The economy is over.
Yeah, we can't have one. It only occurs every 4 years. It's like the Olympics. Oh, wait. No, real action occurs only every 8 years, right?
Every 4 years, you're right.
Every four years, right? So the present incumbent, every 4 years, has a chance to get back in a seat in the White House. It's kind of like a mortgage. They're going to kick you out and then drag you back in, aren't they? Funny.
When you think you're out of it, they drag you back in.
They drag you back in. And they're a malicious sort. Of course they're a malicious sort. My boss at the MI5... He'll send me on missions, and we won't speak of it after, you know. But Pink Hood, what is happening within the news? What is going on?
The WikiLeaks has come out with another crazy claim. What else is new?
Really? What is that claim? Oh, don't tell me. Donald Trump's an alien.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
You wish that he was an alien. We all do.
That explains the orange glow.
Yeah. Or the license to have or the license to have something on Mars, or the preemptive comb over. Or the fact that the United Nations has an interest in UFOs. If they can't really get their hands on off the election,
which is
crazy. It is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy in the fact
it's definitely
that, like,
crazy.
Yeah. You know. So today, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange is so captive on canceling this election or ruining it for the first woman president because he says, fuck no, I don't want to have, another prime minister to deal with. Unfortunately, you will have another United States president to deal with, and yes, she will have boobs. Sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She will have boobs. I'm hoping it will be a she. If it is a he, we will all run and hide. But revelations have been sent in of hacked email releases by WikiLeaks earlier this month have sparked new conversations about UFOs and speculations that extraterrestrials might be visiting this Earth. We hope they visit for longer than a month. Because, you know, at the end of this 6 days of how not to have the woman in the White House, you know, of course, white supremacists will be, you know, they won't. But possibly overlooked, the group of WikiLeaks have items relevant to the topic that was released on May 18th, 2015. Sorry. WikiLeaks posted more than a half a zillion U.S. State Department diplomatic documents from 1978 detailing Americans' interactions with the country of all around the world, including Grenada, Prime Minister Eric Garrity's efforts to organize the United States Space Commission for the research and investigation of global UOF reports. We aren't sure if he's on a dilator now, but rest assured we will find out. I will contact you.
And just hope to God.
And just hope it's true. You know, also the fact that many of the documents were written by American UN officials, which also relates to how they could screw up language. They were using hieroglyphics. Recently, Mr. Spiegel basically said that he has come out and said that this is not true, but here was his letter from 1978 in April. It was a balmy U.S. day when the U.S. when he wrote this. The Prime Minister and I wish to congratulate you on your present concept regarding UFOs or flying tin plates. We concur in your belief of the urgency to establish a global network which will seriously openly conduct research into the UFO phenomenon. No aliens will be hurt. As you know, Grenada is one of the many nations in timelessness of USOs and their importance to women's and men's vast knowledge of how to run our planet. Our lead, we are personally and professionally committed to the goal, which would be very interested in sponsoring your proposal. The United Nations General Assembly reconvenes later this year. Sir Garrity and I look forward to working closely with you and seeing that this UFO investigation agency becomes a reality. Sincerely yours, Francis M. Redhead. I kid you not, Francis M. Redhead, Ambassador Extraordinaire, and Plenipotentiary Deputy Permanent Representative. Now, a few weeks later, there was a response. You're really going to sponsor the shit?
Hmm.
Really?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? They wrote back, yes, we are going to sponsor the ship since we don't have anything to do in 1978. Except run for the presidency. And then they wrote back. They wrote back 27 years later and said, we could use that letter, and now it surfaces. And today we pick this up and run with it, saying that this is possible unless Mars was Trump, a planet called Trump, and there was a beautiful thing called water. You know, that 78 of our bodies are water. So,
right. That's a given.
But that's a given, right? Right, Johnny? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Yeah, right? So, if it is a given, then we have more resources at our disposal. We can find out where these aliens live.
Mm-hmm.
If they live on planet Trump or planet Mars or planet Venus, then, well, we've all lost hope. On the other flip side, if they do live on, if they do live in anywhere near to us, we have already been conversating with them. Yesterday, I received a cell phone call from an alien, which you wouldn't believe. He actually said that all the aliens were not voting for Trump. They were voting for a woman in a pantsuit. So
that sounds fun. That sounds good.
Well, it sounds fucking brilliant from this side of the this side of the coin.
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, you know. On the other side of the coin, a few days after that, a follow-up cable was transmitted in December saying that, back to 1978, the draft decision to be taken by the special committee, political committee, has been agreed upon by the participants in formal negotiations subject to the concurrence of their respective capitals. We think that you should refer the UFO matter of the Outer Space Committee without preordained mandate as what action is to be taken that provides flexibility to the OSC needs to take whatever action deems appropriate. We picked up this document and we said basically...
Right.
They are voting for Trump. Fuck them. You know, they changed their minds. But
right.
then, no, they didn't change their minds. They're voting for the woman in the pantsuit, period. I'm like a 92-year-old going, I need you to take,
right.
I need you to
right.
take activities. And a 26-year-old saying, we don't need to take your activities because we're 92. And the 92-year-old saying, that's ageism. And the 22-year-old saying, you're an alien. Unfortunately, this tip from the UFO, UN iceberg, shows how the UFO wasn't merely an interest. It wasn't merely officially ridiculed and stuff and slapped aside. Then there was still some fine interest of it's just waiting to emerge, just like just like James Comey's email hacking into, let's say, oh yes, it's a strange, Anthony Weiner's a strange wife. Oh yes, an aide official close to Hillary Clinton. But everything comes back around in the end, doesn't it, Pink Hood?
Oh yes, it does.
It does. I mean,
yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I mean, it just because
never surprises me.
It never surprises anybody.
I'm surprised that he's.
I know.
Can't even say it.
What?
I can't even say it.
No, say it.
Presidential nominee.
Yes, no, don't say it. Don't say
that.
No. No. No, please, take that back, Johnny. Take it back now. Take
no.
it back now. Take it.
Shut
take it
up.
Yes, please. Please, please do that. Please, please, please.
That would be good.
Please, please shut up. Please. My God, how many days to this fucking election?
Six.
No!
Is it done
right
and over?
Yes, right answer. Wrong answer to be saying 6 days.
Okay, so look at all the bright side, it's almost five, so.
No!
We're almost there. Almost
no!
Home.
No, 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 no! Just no! 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 Why does the US have to have a fucking, you know, dragged out election? In other countries, it's a month. It's 2 months
what?
Of this shit. No!
How long has it been?
7 years? Months! It's
2 years?
What?
How long has it been? 2 years since
two
all
years?
This stuff?
2 years? No!
No!
No! No!
And
just
yet
say
it's
over.
And yet we all wanted to be over.
We wanted to be over.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be over.
Then I assume that's it. No more elections.
Yes, it is.
Yes, no more election. That would be great.
No.
No. No.
You're pretty much stuck.
For how many? How long? How long?
That's it. I'm moving to Canada.
Yes, please. Let's all move to Canada. We'll join you. I'm going to be moving back to England. You know, or Ireland, or wherever a different prime minister is actually has a pantsuit and actually gets things done. I'll travel back in time. I'll watch plenty of Rick and Morty. It'll be good.
So you'd be like the doctor.
Yes,
so
I'll
like
become the
doctor.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
Excuse me, what?
I just said wubba lubba dub dub.
Yes. Wibble 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 wobble wibble. Wibble wibble wobble wibble wibble.
This time lines are wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Obviously, wibbly wobbly timey wimey sexy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Transports in my.
Sexy hell on earth. What?
Sexy hell on earth, exactly.
What?
Exactly. But you know,
doing crap.
It would be odd. It would be very odd if when the president-elect, whoever he, she, it may be, goes, please.
If it's an it, then that means it would be like an animal, right? A pet.
Yes. See, that would be absolutely great. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen.
I'd rather take an old burrito any day.
An old burrito from where? Actually, I would love an old burrito. Do you have one?
No!
I'd take a taco from Jack in the Box. I hear people out there saying, oh, that's low. It is tacos from Jack in the Box. They ain't good.
What about an Arby's sandwich?
They're cheap. They're cheap.
What about an Arby's sandwich?
Hey, I like Arby's sandwich.
Dude, that's low.
What about a spare McNugget? You know.
How about a McNugget from 1987?
Yeah.
Oh god no.
Yeah.
It probably looks the same as
probably
it does
would.
Today.
Mhm. Which is kind of scary. If I do say so myself.
I mean.
So, wouldn't that be a bit eerie, too, to have to... to go through all that for a Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it would be, but, you know, to go through this election and say, make America horrible again.
Right.
Make America horrible.
You're right.
Again. Make it like,
which
the Depression
would happen.
That's exactly what would happen. Nobody's safe. We have learned this. We've learned this. I mean,
yes, we have.
We have
yes,
learned
we have.
This in our living and in our dying. Thornton Wilder would say.
What are you going to do? We're going to make like a Mad Max like setup.
That's
what I see.
Probably.
I think
I'm not going to be surprised if something like that happens.
But, you know, it is actually pretty
bad.
Pretty
funny. Why?
Bad. Very bad. But there is good news.
Okay, which is Social Security is getting a raise, or man flying over the moon again?
Yeah, what?
A 3%
raise. Did the cow jump over the moon twice or thrice? Jump over the moon?
Right.
Did the cow jump over the moon? Did the cow jump over the moon?
No.
The cow didn't jump over the moon?
No.
No, it didn't.
Not yet.
The cow didn't even jump over the mountain?
Not yet, at least.
Not yet? Does it jump over the mountain in the new year?
No, not yet.
It doesn't jump over the mountain in the new year.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
Correct.
Not yet. Damn it.
Go! It's pretty bad.
I mean,
so
it's bad enough that we say, is this reality? Please say this
right.
is not reality. Please say it's not reality. Please say it's not reality. The reality is yes, we are getting a raise in January, but it's 3%.
But it's more, less than you may think.
It's less than you may think.
Like we're getting a raise. Like, oh, wait a minute.
We're getting a raise.
Yeah, not really.
Every so fucking often.
This raises it is compared to people who actually work.
It's like, really?
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
It's not enough
exactly.
to make to live on my own, fair.
So,
especially for people who live in New York,
so
their apartments
are
like. The New York apartments
so
like.
What are we
are
supposed
kidding me?
To do now? Forget about it.
It's not even.
It's crazy. It's bollocks.
It's bollocks. It is
bollocks.
There's more bollocks than anything. It is just
right.
One of those.
It's crazy.
Things.
It's bullshit too. It's crazy too. when you're going, oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, everyone will be able to get a place to live. No.
No.
Especially in New York City, forget about it.
No. No, not even close. It's not
so it's like,
close.
Oh, you just want... So you just want to do whatever. No, we're just wanting to live. That means anything.
We want to live if living is without Trump. You know.
Right.
If living is without Trump.
Even though it's now looking like...
So... It's like, so come on. Just come on. Just be done and over with this, and we'll call it a day. We'll call it a day, move on with your lives, and just let it be. Let it
it's
go.
It's like, did the election...
Because guess what? You don't care. You don't care. At all.
Exactly.
You would rather watch paint dry. Or...
No. We would not rather watch paint dry. No, paint drying is the exact activity.
Right.
You know, the exact activity that everybody wants.
Wants to do. It's a pastime, I guess.
It's a pastime.
It's
just like
it's a pastime.
Washing your clothes. It's a pastime. Anything else is a pastime, you know. It is a pastime. Everything else is a pastime. It's
right.
It's more of a thing.
Right. It's like, oh, you're doing that.
Oh yeah. No. You definitely more of a pastime and less of a time in which it's coming. You know.
Right.
And less of a time in which it's current and more of a time in which it's necessary. When everybody is necessary
right.
and the stakes go up. You know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's really the case, isn't it?
A thing.
When it's a thing.
Yeah.
A thing. But in what case, you know?
Right.
In what case?
You're right.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Right.
In what case isn't it a thing to remind ourselves that it's 5 days,
right.
4 days, 3 days, 2 days, something.
Until election?
Don't say the word.
Right.
Don't, just don't. And until
okay.
the day, until the day it happens,
mm-hmm.
We can't, you know. We hope an alien gets elected.
Mm-hmm.
We hope an alien gets elected.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of him. And that's really...
I'll even take the Philly fanatic for president.
Yeah, that was
right.
You know,
no,
anything.
Wait, no, Cox.
What?
Cox as president.
Cox? Mm-hmm. Cox, definitely. Or the Knight as president.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Something else.
Be president. Or someone else.
Somebody
more
else.
More importantly.
Right?
I'm throwing my hat.
Right.
I got an announcement. I'm throwing my support for somebody else 2016.
Yes, anybody. Frodo. Oh, sorry.
Right.
Sorry. We meant the little guy who roots for the Shire.
You mean Frodo
Not
Baggins?
Oh,
Frodo
my.
Mag. Yes, Frodo Baggins.
Shut up.
Yes, yes, Frodo Baggins.
You
I'll
mean
out insert foot.
You mean Lord of the Rings character?
Yes, yes. I also meant Gollum.
Or wait. There's Gollum. There's also You could also go, and you could also throw in some X-Men.
Yeah. Wolverine. For president?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah.
Wolverine for president. Imagine how funny that was. Anybody who crosses his path, he'll be able to use his giant claws or fangs. That would be actually pretty funny.
Right.
You know, that would be funny. Anybody who is not anybody
Voldemort.
Anybody like just anybody else, please Lord, give us a sign. Be like Crane and come very soon
right.
on the drops of Jupiter. Please. Please do that. Please. Because. That would be. Excellent. It would be.
Yes, it would.
It would be so good. Even the Trunchbull, you know, for president.
Would be better. Yeah.
Would be better suited.
Yeah. And even in Trunchbull was a eep. So maybe this means something, actually. Maybe if Trunchbull was president, maybe...
Could you imagine what you would do to Congress?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be anything good.
Oh, it would be great. I mean,
Trunchbull,
you know.
Congress... Shit.
Trunchbull.
Trunchbull Congress and fuck.
No.
Yeah.
Trunchbull Congress
would
fuck. We're all screwed, but in a good way. No, we're screwed in a good way because at least
Trunchbull
put them in the shape.
Trunchbull
you know.
Would get lost. Yeah, forget about it. Trunchbull would actually make our Olympics team look really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every Olympics team, could you imagine if Mitch McConnell picked Trunchbull, what would happen?
Ooh. Nothing good.
Everything we want to hear.
Do it! I'll do it! I'll do it! What did you say? I'll do it! What did you say?
Yo! Yes, that's right, you'll fucking do it.
Where it's you're sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about that. I'll do it. Deep in a clinking cell, we hear whipping sounds. Deep in a clicking cell, we hear...
Oh, yeah. But do I have to jump on to another subject?
We do, but this is fun. You know, and then a choir of...
No, we have another topic, too.
We got a show to do.
And the adventures... Yes, but the adventures of Agatha Trunchbull... the adventures of Agatha Trunchbull will be upheld election night when
we might as well make this a two-hour show.
We will make it a two-hour show, and we will have our fun. If Stephen Colbert is doing it live, we are going to do our live show, and it will be 100% live, and we will have everybody on. And, yeah, it'll be fun. Oh, geez.
What else we got?
We will still have fun even if Hillary Clinton loses. We will still have fun. Then all hell will break loose.
I'd be like,
what?
Even if she loses, I'd sound like Homer Simpson.
Don't she loses? What?
Don't.
Right. Don't. This past weekend in tech news, Apple has introduced a sleek new MacBook which does absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Let's say nothing. Let's say it again. Nothing.
Nothing. What did we say? Nothing. What did you say? Nothing. I said nothing. It does absolutely nothing. Besides,
wait, it does a magic trick.
What kind of magic trick does it do?
Yes, it does.
Wait for it. It makes $1,500 disappear.
Oh.
Yes!
That magic trick
that everyone does not love.
Yes! Right.
It's like money.
Even if you wanted to recycle your old MacBook, you couldn't do it because no landline would accept it. But they promised that the new one is thinner and lighter than its predecessors. Okay,
they're also bringing one big thing. What about those people who need assistive technologies? And yes, they're adapting it and making it all good for assistive technologies. But what about those people that need other assistive technologies that are third party? Doesn't that make things a bit of a hindrance? Last time I checked, it does.
I hear the Apple Bong sound got replaced. I heard the Apple Bong got replaced by the sound of Steve Jobs rolling over in his grave.
We also have nominations.
Can't turn them off tonight.
What?
So you can't turn them off tonight.
Who?
Me.
No, you can't turn them off tonight.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. But at the same time, Steve Jobs rolls over in his grave, we do have nominations like Kanye West's when they start the Mac, this is what you'll hear. You won't hear silence.
Nothing.
You'll hear. Shut up. Then
shut
if
up.
That wasn't exactly. You'll hear, shut up, and then you'll hear Martha Stewart going, would you like another biscuit, dear? You know,
would you like another scone?
Yes, would you like another scone? And then it'll proceed to it.
Sure,
it's other thing.
Let's...
I would say, would you like another
Christmas? Come on. It's like
That's the Philly in me.
So I was like, so you're not going to give people what they would like, but you're going to give them other shit that probably doesn't exactly what... Probably doesn't do what
like,
they like
why
to do
would we want
with
a touch
their
box?
Stuff.
Why
still waiting
you...
for my headphone jack.
Yeah, but
on
why
my
would... Exactly. Why would we want a touch bar? Why... What was the... What's the purpose
right.
of a touch bar? Absolutely nothing. Unless you want to do clicky things. You know, like drag things off a screen so you actually have things to go. Or the ever useful...
Mm-hmm.
I want my larger... Oh, the ever useful. I want a larger...
See why large
screen,
which is also, you know, there's just so many things, you know, there's just so many things that they have wasted, a touch bar being one of them. How
oh,
do
yeah.
you?
Right.
Oh geez, I hate touch bars, especially
I mean,
when they're like. They're flush with the.
I would not have a touch bar.
No.
Especially when they're
then
flush
what,
with the,
okay,
the touchpad.
Wait. What happens if people are doing things that they're not supposed to, and then they want to go on their Mac? Wouldn't your Mac become really dirty? I mean, really dirty.
Like I'm having sex, but I'm also sexing with my Mac. Like, or.
Yes. I mean that.
Oh, I see it.
I mean, all the.
You know what? That's kind of. I stand corrected. A touch bar does look kind of neat.
No,
it does look neat, but you're also forgetting one little thing. What about how dirty the Max will become? Who's going to want to use a Mac that is dirty and have stuff on it that's really not the best?
But who wants
anyone?
To have a dirty Mac?
Anyone?
You know.
Who wants a dirty apple anyway?
A dirty apple. Yeah.
Right.
No. Steve Jobs and another person are rolling in their graves.
What?
The other person who invented the computer is rolling in his grave. Alan Turing is rolling in his grave.
He's going.
So much.
Yeah. Definitely.
So
he's probably going, no, why are you doing
so
this?
Much.
Why?
So much. I mean,
much.
So much that people...
To the point where he's probably going, no, please.
No, please. Please don't embarrass my good machine. Please don't do it. But we want to take it over, says Apple. No, we don't
right.
want to take it over. Sorry. We can take it over. Why?
Right.
Well, because of the fact that we're consistently screwing it up.
Right. And I think Steve Jobs is probably going, why did you do this? Why? Why in the hell? Why in the hell did you do this? Great start for disabilities, but why did you mess up my Mac again? Why?
Just why?
It's like, let's forget about anyone who needs different third-party technologies. Let's forget about...
No, let's forget about
the Apple is key.
But let's forget about everything, you know.
Let's forget about everything you,
right.
you knew about a laptop.
Right.
Yeah.
Laptops are meant to be used.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what, $1,800? No big deal.
Yeah, $1,800. That's like every computer.
That's a huge paycheck. That's also a huge paycheck for someone, too. It's probably money that they don't get either.
No. I'll tell you what it is. It's a huge paycheck. But it's a huge paycheck that nobody would foreseeably...
You know what's even more ridiculous? Microsoft finally came out with their own laptop.
Yeah, and it's better than...
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. It costs like $2,000 or $3,000.
What?
Right.
What it was it? Surface.
It's a Surface Pro.
Surface Studio. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, which would mean
it's kind of like, again, the Surface Studio is kind of like the iMac. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Surface Book.
This isn't even...
I'm thinking of the Surface Book.
That's not even that. I mean, there's just so many... So many
things going on our
world.
Everyone's
playing
games.
And it costs as much
as
the Mac.
Go
figure.
What?
It's a key. Compete with it.
No, there's nothing that's going to compete with it. I mean, like, nothing's going to compete with it. And even if they tried to compete with it,
You wouldn't be able to.
Oh.
And a Windows 10 is pretty good. In my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. So, what... Don't we have another subject to go on to?
We have an ending subject for the night, right?
Our last subject for...
Which is, this is good. The last subject for the night.
This is huge.
A moment of disability then, I guess.
And we need a little moment of,
Good news. Yeah, good news. A man on the spectrum is running for our public office. Even better news, he's 22
That's
years
awesome.
Old. Even better news, he's 22 years old. Even better news, he has autism.
Yeah.
But, there's a huge but. But, McCourt, his name is Noah McCourt. He also has mental health problems. Until last month, his father was his legal guardian. But McCourt's ability to hold back to the office has been questioned by his appointing the incumbent mayor of Walker and the local newspaper because of his history of guardianship in a run-in with the police last year. The thing is that the more that I've gotten to know about Noah, the more that I am disappointed in his candidacy. To be honest, said the mayor, Jim Sanborn, he seems like a troubled young man. Well, you neurotypical git.
He's a person with... It's almost like, so you're going to now fault him for his own disability. That's low. That's okay, great. Yeah,
that's
I don't know in perfect,
right,
but aren't politicians a bit... But aren't politicians kind of... what's the word that I'm looking for? Slimy? Not exactly 100% truthful. So isn't it pot calling kettle black much?
No. Pot calling kettle black.
So.
No. It'd be the reverse because he is black. So it would be the cut calling the kettle white. You know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he, you know, just because he's a troubled-looking man, because he's passionate and knowledgeable, two things that old men don't have.
Which people, I think there's a far cry when people could just come out and say things of this nature and not give anyone a chance. Guess what that does? It hurts them.
Oh, it hurts.
More than
obviously
you can imagine. So,
obviously, it
so
hurts.
So, you're thinking that's A-okay, guess what?
You got another thing coming.
No, it is. It's lower.
You kind of have to put things into perspective, Mark. Would this politician like being told that he's being told things that he's not, or being slandered to for this person to gain office? You have all the mudslinging and bullshit. Yeah, he probably won't. Most likely, he won't. It's kind of a common thing where people don't like shit happening.
I mean, I think
probably
that,
not. He probably won't.
No.
I would assume that I would take an educated guess that is he is a family member with disabilities or has had run-ins with the government, with different organizations. That's not a way to help the person. That's actually a way to hurt them. Oh, wait, because you're a politician, mudslinging is okay, right?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we can accept mudslinging, but
but once you jump to disability, that's where
work. We
go.
This wasn't mudslinging this year. This wasn't mudslinging. This was sludge slinging.
Sludge slinging.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's
like a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah. It is a whole nother level. But you're not going to.
It's not going to help you. It's not going to help this person.
No, it's not. But
it's actually going to make you look vilified, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He probably enjoys being a villain. Being the big bad villain, so you can get in office.
Well, if you're on the opposition, of course you're
going to
be that.
Good to know.
No. Of course,
right.
You know.
But I get it. But there's a level where when you could come up and say something where you're really not giving anyone a fair shot. And isn't politics all about giving people a chance? Or at least giving people the right to vote?
No, politics is not about giving people
as they see fit.
Oh.
Okay, but it's also a way of giving people the right to vote. Giving people the right to elect someone who they feel would be fit for a job. And a mayoralship, mayors, depending on the town, only have limitations. Mayors only control, I believe, the police, from what I recall. So if that's the case, he would only be controlling the police.
In what way would he be controlling the police?
mayors control the police departments.
Yeah.
That's what mayors do. Yeah. I'm just providing you facts.
Mayors control the police department.
From what I know, and yes, that's their only task, is to control the police. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the
okay.
only thing they do.
Okay. I mean...
So... Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
Do you think the mudslinging, is it actually fair to someone who's 20-something and he's running for office? I give the guy credit.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm giving the guy credit, Pinkhood. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that this asshole who says, oh, yeah, I find him troubling, that's not cool.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
Not cool at all. But we will be back next week for more satire
mm-hmm.
on the... What is it again?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The Satirically Disabled Show.
Satirically Challenged.
Satirically Challenged Show. Right. We'll be back for more satire and more stuff. Listen.
Yes.
We have an announcement, which is that...
How about we don't confirm anything until things...
No,
gets...
It's not a thing of confirmation.
I have an announcement
to Hillary,
make.
That's all we're saying.
Yes.
Vote
no,
Hillary.
No, no, no.
Or vote for... Or
vote for whomever you want.
Or if you...
Another breaking
yeah,
announcement.
Let's not pick a party. Let's... So,
I got another announcement.
Let's just vote. How about
We're
you
out of time.
Vote whom
We're
you
out of
want?
Time.
And that's it.
Yeah. Vote for who you want.
Rock
keep it
on.
And rock on. That's it. And we'll see you next Monday. Have a good night.
Good night, buddy.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.